In the past, the classic retirement scene went something like this. There was a dinner in the retiree's honor. There were some heartwarming but predictable speeches. And if you'd put in enough years, like a gold watch or at least a plaque or a certificate. And then very quickly, the hole that you left in the company closed up. And you wondered what was really accomplished for all those years of service. Well, now it's worse. You may not get to retire. You might be downsized. You end up asking yourself the question, what do I have to show for my years of service? Well, frankly, I think you can do better than a gold watch or a severance check. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the legacy of a lifetime. Let's think about, what will I have to show for my life? What do you want to have as your monument to show for your years? Certainly more than a gold watch, huh? A book you wrote? A fortune that you made? A house that's finally like you want it? A title? A work of art? A business you built? You may be aiming too low. Our word for today from the Word of God. Psalm 127, I'll begin at verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Now we're going to find out what kind of priorities there are in a house the Lord builds. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. Okay, now here's a value that God really prizes. Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of the warrior are sons born in one's youth. You know what God meant for your inheritance to be? Your monument? What you're remembered for? Your inheritance is your children. Your son. Your daughter. Or the children or young people you influence and shape, even if you're not their parent. They are to be the focus of your best time, your best energies, in a house the Lord builds. Now, you may never communicate the values and experiences of your life in a book that a lot of people will read, but your children will be your book. And many people will read them. They're your work of art. They're your fortune. The stocks that will appreciate and provide dividends long after you're gone and making many others rich for years to come. The problem is that it's really easy to be blinded and detoured and distracted by investments that are not nearly as valuable. Life's gold watches. Sometimes they scream for our attention more loudly. They ask for us. They demand us. Often our children don't. And yet, they're the top priority. Maybe it's possible that your children are getting the leftovers of you because you're trying to make a name, or you're trying to make a business, or you're trying to make a fortune, or you're trying to make a point. Maybe you should be home more. And when you're home, really be home. Maybe you've been driven away from those children who are what you have to show for your life because you thought you had something to prove outside the context of your family. Prove it there. Prove it at home. Make them your lifetime masterpiece. If you want to make a mark that's immortal, mark your children with Christ, with character. See, they're meant to be the legacy of your lifetime.